Well, again, I can only refer you to the work we have done within the frame of the MORE Horizon 2020 project, where we compared what are the requirements for introducing contraflow cycling in different European countries. And they do vary a lot between different countries. The interesting thing is that in terms of safety, the best results were achieved in Belgium, where the requirements were the most liberal. So, for example, even in 50 kilometers speed limit and quite narrow streets, they do allow contraflow cycling. The hypothesis, as for now, is that the success factor here is the widespread implementation. So the drivers are expecting cyclists coming from the opposite direction, and it's not specific type of marking or parameters of the street itself. I would like our recommendations to be based on some valid, or maybe not scientific, but at least evidence base. So I wouldn't put any recommendations that don't have any evidence behind them.